We won't talk bad about you now. We'll wait until later.
I've been recording this whole time, so I got it already.
Uh-oh.
Yeah, this is for the recording that I'll post on the website. I figured all the chit-chat before the meeting didn't have to be part of that. Not official.
Okay, well, I sent everybody an agenda, but I didn't make myself one, so I don't remember what's on it. Basically, this meeting's a little cumbersome.
Highway report, review abstract bills, authorize supervisor to pay bills, establish meeting date with highway employees, and join the meeting.
Okay, Doug, do you have a report?
I don't really have much to report other than everything's going good at the highway department. The weather's good and we don't have any breakdowns. All the trucks are running and everything's fine.
Do you want me to run over the bills?
No, because I don't have them right here, Bill.
Okay, for highway, we had Interstate Billing Service. Who was that again?
Before.
Interstate Billing Service Incorporated. That's for Hahn?
No, Interstate Billing is for Utica Mac. It's usually hydraulic fittings or something.
Okay, yes. For $79.58. Yeah. Glider oil. This time of year, of course, it's a mix between kerosene and diesel. One bill was for $2,734.78, and the other bill was for $1,754.29. The only other bill we had was for CG and Son Machining Incorporated, a cylinder, a new rod, and reseal for $385, for a total of $4,953.65.
Thing I would like to bring up to the board is that Amboy offered to pay half of the bills on that $4,000 repair that we had on the screen this summer. Did you ever receive a check from them?
Yes, I received that either yesterday or today, and I deposited it today. It was for $2,182 or something like that. It was for one half. So we did get that, and it's in the bank.
Okay, that was a nice gesture on their part. I appreciate it.
Yes. Do you want me to run through the general bills? One thing while we're talking about the bills. Okay, Ryan and David have already done this. I had talked with Paul on, you know, when we do a Zoom meeting, how do we audit the bills. And what I guess other towns are doing is as the board members are coming into the office one at a time and going through the bills and signing them that way. So I've got Ryan and David. Jessica, do you want to come in sometime after work?
I can anytime. I get back about 4:30.
Okay. What's today?
Tuesday.
Today's Tuesday.
Do you want to come tomorrow? Tomorrow's Wednesday.
Yeah, I can come up tomorrow at 4:30.
All right. I'll go over to the office about 4:30 then and we can get that done.
Okay. It might be about 4:35 if I get stuck behind a train or something.
Okay. All right. On the general fund, Orwell Container, that is split between the town hall and the town barn for $49.42 each. National Grid, for the town hall was $159.38. For the playground, $21.02. For the town barn, $219.20. Eastern Shore Associates, we had to pay some more for the new truck for that endorsement. So that was $257.50 to add the 21 International. Williamson Law Book for the town clerk software support for 2021 was $1,333. United States Postal Service, we bought 15 rolls of 50 stamps to mail out all the tax bills, which usually take about 13 rolls, and the rest will be used for receipts and what have you. So that was $826.80. Box rent for highway, box number 202 is $56. Time Warner Cable for the town barn, $176.29. ENV Energy propane for the town hall was $585.75. For the town barn, $653.22. And there's also two payments to the state controller for the A690, the justice funds. One payment was for $446. That's for October. And the other one for November was $1,170 for a total of $6,003. Water, National Grid was $233.02. There's three different things on here for Rebecca Prozac. anyway, the first one was to draft the resolution to improve the water system was $125, to attend the public hearing $218.75, and to draft the notice of permissive referendum $31.25. Seems like that should have expired by now or soon. So I'll need to double check with her on what's going on with that. And also the software support for the water, Waterworks is $1,262. That's for the 2021 for a total of $1,870.02. Do we have a motion to authorize the supervisor to pay the bills?
I'll make said motion.
We have a second?
I'll second.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Ooh.
I have a quick question.
Go ahead.
We recently got our water bill, but I still haven't seen a survey.
Well, that's, are we on mute? that's a mess.
Okay. We can talk about it at another time. I just didn't make sure I didn't miss something.
No, there was one survey that was sent out. Some people got that. And names and addresses were incorrect. I don't know where they sent mine to a P.O. box in Sandy Creek. I've never lived in Sandy Creek. Okay, just for an example. I got somebody else's sent to my house, you know. So I spent all one morning reviewing their list, making name and address corrections, and they are supposedly sending out a second one, which I don't think they have yet, because I haven't received a second one yet either. So the survey's coming, Jessica.
Okay, well, I just want to say, I mean, I got my water bill, but didn't get the survey, and I know that
I do the water bills, and I didn't do the survey.
I know that, but it's just like, you know, I think, you know, we're paying all this money. This should have been done a while ago correctly.
Well, I don't know where the problem lies.
Yeah.
You know? But
they should have had Amber do it, obviously.
We provided that's the thing that kills me. We provided them with a listing. Okay. And did we give them a copy of address labels, Amber?
I feel like we did. I know I gave you a copy of the list at one point.
Because property changes hands, you know.
Well, yeah.
And what have you, and Amber's done a really good job at keeping up with it, okay?
Mm-hmm. Definitely.
So I'm getting a whole bunch of the original surveys returned in the mail, okay? So I'm starting a collection.
Okay.
But it's my understanding that they should, I did that last week, Wednesday.
Okay, I just wanted to make sure I wasn't missing something or
not yet.
Okay.
Not yet. You know, and if you don't get one and you don't send it in, they'll come knocking on your door later.
That's fine.
So, but hopefully you'll get one.
Well,
I have a spare if you need it.
Well, you know, it seems like they want to be as accurate as possible because they're just creating themselves more work in the long run when they have to go knocking door to door.
Oh, exactly.
it just silly to me.
And then the other difficulty is that it's actually a low percentage statistically that actually return the survey.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so it's you know, and that's quite a bit of postage because they put a stamped envelope in with the survey to return it. So, but they're footing the bill on the second round.
All right. Okay. I didn't mean to veer off course. I was just.
No. That's good. That's something I knew what was going on, but I forget to tell people. Okay.
I heard because I got blamed.
I didn't blame you.
Oh, you did too?
Not much.
Yeah.
I don't know where the hell they got their list, because the list was given to Barton and LaJudas, and somehow, was that your kitty?
What?
Somehow, they altered it. I don't know. I don't understand the process. I don't need to. All I know is they messed it up.
Okay. Fair enough.
Two other things that I want to talk about quick. We need to meet with the highway guys. They've asked to meet with the board. And what I'd like to do is to be able to meet with them the first part of next week, like either Monday, Tuesday, or Wednesday. Hopefully we can come to a resolution because I need to do the first payroll next week, Thursday. So it would be nice to have it resolved. Rather than have to go retroactive on that. So, Ryan, are you available any evening next week? Or are you working? Ryan? Hello?
He's got himself muted. Ryan?
His lips aren't moving either.
I'm trying.
I just unmuted you.
Hear me?
I think he's froze up.
I was trying to unmute, but it wasn't working.
Well, you're unmuted now.
Is your mic on, Mom?
Well, you're unmuted now.
Can you hear me now?
Yes.
Yeah.
Good.
So, good. Yeah. Monday, Tuesday, or Wednesday?
Can you hear me now?
Yes. Can you hear me?
Monday, Tuesday, or Wednesday?
Can you hear me? I can hear you, yeah.
Okay, so I can
hear close my Monday echo. And Tuesday next week.
Okay, so
pardon?
So I can hear my echo. Pardon?
I work late Monday and Tuesday next week. I could do Wednesday.
Okay. David?
Let's see, okay. Be all right.
David?
Okay.
Let's see, be all right.
And I'll check with Jeff. Jessica, are you sitting this one out?
Jeff. Jessica, you're sitting this
way.
I'm going to vote.
But you'll recuse yourself, right?
As far as what?
As the contract with the highway guys.
As the contract with the highway guys.
I won't vote on it.
Right. Well, that's what I meant. Paul, what is going on with the sound? We're echoing.
Paul, what is going on?
We've got a significant delay.
That seems to be happening since we unmuted Ryan. I don't know if there's anything about his setup that's causing it to echo back.
Aha.
Ryan's always the problem child.
Right?
All right, so let me check with John Roser and see if we can set something up for. Wednesday afternoon, late. The only other thing, and Paul, this is most annoying.
It is, but the only thing I can think of to do is to ask Ryan to mute his mic when he's not using it to see if that improves it. Because I think this has only started happening.
I can't understand a thing you're saying because you're talking over yourself.
Can you understand what I'm saying?
Yes.
He's suggesting Ryan mute his microphone when he's not talking because it started when Ryan unmuted.
And I see Ryan is muted now, and I think the problem went away. So it might be something about Ryan's settings.
Could be, because poor Ryan is all messed up. Yeah. The only other thing that I've got, the future of these Zoom meetings. Okay, I've talked with a couple of different ones that would just as soon go back to how we've been doing these meetings. How do the rest of you feel?
I'd rather do face-to-face.
Jessica?
Until Nick? My opinion is until we get a hold on the numbers or we have somebody come in and clean before and after our meetings, I don't know how safe that is.
I've got somebody that's sanitizing the room after the meeting. Nobody's using the room prior to the meeting. We're the only ones using it.
Well, as long as everyone's wearing masks and we're staying far enough apart, I don't have a problem with it.
All right. Where'd Doug go?
I'm all for having face-to-face meetings.
Okay, it's a little easier. Ryan, just nod your head. Yes. We talked this after. All right, he got it. All right, then what we'll do is go ahead and schedule our January, I believe it's the 12th meeting, as we normally do. And we'll see how it goes. I mean, if things get real hot and heavy again, then we'll have to reevaluate.
Yes, it will be January the 12th.
Okay, thank you, Amber. All right, then I will send you an email to let you know about the meeting with the highway guys. I think that's it. Anybody else got anything? All righty, then. Do we have a motion to adjourn?
The public says thank you and Merry New Year. Happy New Year.
Merry New Year. Are you already celebrating, Shirley?
I am.
I could tell. All right. Did we have a motion to adjourn?
A motion.
Second? I'll second it. All those in favor? Aye.
Aye.
All right. Good night, everybody.
Good night, everybody, and Happy New Year.
Happy New Year. You too, Paul.
Bye, Paul.
Bye-bye.